You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Monday, August 8th, and if you've been listening for a while, you'll hear that I recorded a new intro. I thought I'd have some of Ben's older sounds instead of just his baby sounds, now that he's turning into this enormous little boy instead of a tiny, tiny baby. So I took a little bit of time away from practicing and have been through the first 3 days back. And it's actually been okay coming back. Usually the first 3 days back are just horrible. I tell my students that they're just hell and you should plan on it being depressing and awful. And it actually was kind of okay this time, which was nice. You know, one of the things I've been really focusing on before I took my break, has been really feeling the keys come up. Instead of sort of smashing them down. And I almost feel like taking time away was sort of like taking a breath, and it almost reset me. You know, when I was in graduate school, which is starting to feel like a pretty long time ago, the thing that I could most easily tell myself to kind of get myself in shape and to my reset really strongest point was to feel the keys come up. And I kind of feel like I lost track of that over the last, probably just the last year or so, but I feel like that maybe is coming back, which is pretty nice. So I'm going to play for you 25 number 2 as written. I've been doing the, this version, but I'm actually going to play it as written with the 3 against 2 in there. It mostly is going okay, but there's a couple of spots where I have little brain explosion moments where I'm not sure what's happening, and those are mostly actually in the left hand, but then it makes the right hand get a little fuzzy. So we'll see if those happen here. They may not. But anyway, here is I think this is my first time actually playing 25 number 2 for you for real. So it sounds a bit hysterical in places, and you know, I purposefully learned the right hand by itself to really get those triplets in there, and then I've been putting the left hand, sort of counting on it to put itself together. I think I probably need to put bigger impulses on these notes so that this really comes together, and this, and this, and this. But of course, that sounds totally unmusical, right? So I need to put that in. So I think impulses are going to be a thing to work on. And of course, the page that is kind of just freaking me out is the third page, which is where things start changing. This. It just feels quite different from what's happening before. Anyway, I need to practice the second page a little bit more. I think I also need to practice the left hand by itself because I don't completely know it. Anyway, so I think actually what would be a good exercise for me to do, and I'm going to do this for next week, is I'm going to play the left hand as is. and make something up, which of course will be not as cool as what Chopin does, but just something like... or something like that, so that I can really get that left hand ingrained. Because right now I'm putting a lot of brain energy towards figuring out what's going on in the left hand, and I need to just not do that. So I'm going to do that for you next week. I'll have a ditty that I'll make up either on the spot or sort of work out ahead of time, probably a little bit of both, that plays the left hand as is and do my own right hand for that. So I wanted to show you a little bit also of 25 number 3, which I've been kind of interested in. I did get Ben to do the blah, 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 blah sound for the mic. And you can see if you think this sounds similar to it or not. The sort of technical thing in this that I'm working on is this nice rotation outwards, which is a cool thing because it's symmetrical motion, right? Both hands start in and they both go out. But the thing that is actually ending up being a little bit tricky for me that I need to work on is actually anticipating the next one. So what I need to do and have just started doing today is this one to the next one, this one to the next one, this one to the next one, oops, this one to the next one, this. Oops, you get the idea. So theoretically that'll turn into, no it won't, let me try that again. I freeze. That one is slightly different. Anyway, this is still way, way, way new, as you can hear. But the place that to me sounds like Ben is kind of fun. Let me play this for you. No? Ah, there it is. Okay, well, I'm just not ready to play this yet. But I think that once I get all my little anticipations in, I think this one's going to be okay. Now, of course, you know, I've, of course, been felled by hubris with these pieces before, where I think they're going to be completely fine, and then they get scary once I really dig into them. So I obviously have not really dug into this one yet. But I did want to show you the end. This is this really nice little moment where it does this. I sort of made that up, but it goes something like that. But then listen to this. Isn't that nice? So that'll be like a nice little bonbon at the end of that. I also wanted to show you 25 number 11, The Winter Wind, which I've been working on some. I'm not ready to play this one for you yet, partly because it's just endless. This thing is 8 pages long. There is some repetition, of course, but I'm totally not ready to play this for you. But I wanted to show you a couple things. One is this, I can play most of the first page with just the right hand, still under tempo, but it's feeling pretty good. It's this stuff. So we have this whole descent, and this is all mostly fine. And then we have this turnaround, which I just don't have yet. So that's just not in there yet. This moment here, it goes down to the F first time. You can hear it better in the left hand. And then it's different. So first time it goes here, and then the next time it goes here, there. I'm cheating and playing that in both hands. But I just don't quite have it. This is more a brain thing than a finger thing, which aren't they all? But here. And then this one is slightly different. And then this turnaround. So I can do it slowly, but I just don't have a tempo. Anyway, I gotta work that out. It's not there yet. This third page actually is almost exactly the same as most of the first page, except it's just in a different key. I can't play this with both hands. I'm completely pretending if I say that I can. Anyway, you get the idea. So then it goes around and it switches keys and it goes to a couple different places. There's this bit. I don't know if I've shown you this before. I've just barely started working this. This is on the third page. No, it's not. It's on the fourth page. This business where suddenly the left hand gets all crazy. What a mess. Anyway, so the way I'm doing that is in duples here. That. Now what would be tempting is to just use my thumb for every high note, but I guarantee you that that would just drive me crazy at tempo. So it's going to have to be thumb, forefinger, thumb, forefinger, thumb, forefinger. So duples is the way to go with this. So let me just tell you quickly that Chopin is doing a thing here that he loves to do that is hard but cool. So the physical gesture, you can hear, it's a set of two, right? It's that. That was the thumb and then the next bit. And then here's the thumb and here's the thumb, thumb, thumb. It's right, it's groups of two or groups of four. Right? He does this a lot. So we've got this physical grouping of four that's very clearly, uncontroversially in four. Right? Fine. Except that the way the rhythm works in the music of the piece is that actually musically it's got to be in six. So we have this, 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 this. Which is harder because the way that musically the rhythm happens doesn't quite line up with the way the physical gesture lines is in there. It just doesn't quite line up, which is sort of interesting and wacky and cool and at the moment difficult. And so forth. I gotta work on that. I will. Hopefully I'll be able to play some of that a little bit better for you next week. Did want to show you this one really cool part. This is, of course, I know I always get excited about the spot part, but it's always the best part. You know, as usual, we have the first sort of statement of the general idea of the piece in the original key, and then we go to some other keys, and then we run around for a little while, and then there's this moment that brings us back to the original key when we start at the beginning just like it was, right? So Chopin is just always so great in these moments. So here is one. I can't play all of this at all. But he's got this nice thing where he does here, where he's got both hands kind of in contrary motion, except it's fast. And then it's this. Isn't that cool? Trust me, it's going to be so cool when I can do it at tempo. It's just, it's like it comes out of nowhere and then there's this great chromatic thing and it gets stuck and then it climbs and then it gets there, but of course it needs to be together. Anyway, I got to practice it, but I think that's going to be a really neat spot. So I can sort of almost imagine being able to play this piece someday, which, you know, sometimes works well and sometimes it doesn't. Okay, the last thing I want to play for you is actually not by Chopin at all. I'm going to play you bits of this once in a while for the next couple of weeks. So in September, I think I mentioned before that I'm playing on part of Carnival of the Animals. And each movement is a different animal, and one of them is the pianists. But actually, the hardest one, I think, is not the pianists, because you're supposed to pretend that you're a beginner in that one, but one that's about very fast animals. And the thing that's hard about it is it's 16th notes for two pages. I'm going to play this for you in a minute. It's just a single line, right? So this is what my part is. Okay, but the piece is for two pianos in a chamber orchestra. So while I'm playing this, the other pianist is playing this. So basically we're playing exactly the same notes. And we have to be exactly together. So what this means is, I can't make any mistakes. It has to be really, really fast, really, really clean, with no mistakes, which is kind of nice because that is exactly the kind of thing I'm trying to work on in these etudes. You know, I'm trying to really get the details down so that it's not just the big picture of things. If you've been listening for a while, you know that it's much easier for me to think about the big picture than to get in all of those little tiny details. So what I'm trying to do with this piece is this particular movement is to play it every day so that I don't feel like it's a stranger when we start rehearsals. So let me see if I can play this for you. This is going to be from memory. I'm going to try and do this with no mistakes. And that's going to be my no mistakes and no rushing. That's what I'm going to try for. So actually I had two mistakes. There was a note that didn't sound and I played a wrong note. Neither of which would be the end of the world, but it'd be so nice not to have those. So I'm gonna do this a little bit every day and hopefully just nail it. That's gonna be my goal for that performance, is to just nail that movement and not even have it be hard or something that I worry about or have my heart beat a little bit faster, just to do it. So that's gonna be my plan. And that's it. I'd love it if you want to get in touch. Glowing reviews on iTunes are always appreciated. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Jocelyn Swigger. Or you can post questions or comments and get more info at playitagainswig.com. Thank you so much for being my practice buddy.